Welcome to Excel Bytes, the podcast that delivers bite-sized Excel learning. Each episode focuses on a specific feature to help you get more from your spreadsheets. I'm Mike Thomas, and in this episode, I'm going back in time, talking about my spreadsheet journey and how Excel became such a big part of my career. My first experience with spreadsheets was 1986. I did a 3-year business studies course at Leeds Business School. It was a sandwich course, nothing to do with making sandwiches, although when I told people I was a sandwich student, they thought I was working in the kitchen. A sandwich course is so called because the middle year is spent working, gaining real-world experience. In other words, the work placement year is sandwiched between 2 years of study. My 12-month placement was at Sieber Geigy, a large pharmaceutical and chemical company, and who knew that 20 years later I'd be back in the pharma industry. Sieber Geigy, who are no longer around, were actually a Swiss company. Their headquarters was in Baal. And no, unfortunately, I didn't get to visit the home of one of my favourite chocolate bars, Toblerone. I was based in Trafford Park, in the industrial heartland of Manchester. I was working for one of the product managers, and he'd just been given an IBM XT. For anyone too young to remember those, it was one of the first PCs, a huge system unit, a 5.25-inch floppy drive, and a huge monitor, not in terms of pixels, but in terms of how much space it took up. Anyway, this product manager had been given a copy of Lotus 123 for DOS, 123 being the predominant spreadsheet app at the time, and he had no clue how to use it, and I'll be honest, nor did I. There was a spreadsheet module on the first year of my business course, but it wasn't 123 or any commercial application. It was some mainframe type application. So he handed me the manual, yes, the manual, not something the youth of today would be familiar with, and I learnt via a combination of experimentation and reading the manual. It didn't take me long to get comfortable with it, and before long I was teaching others how to use it, and eventually I started writing macros. Moving on to 1989, I joined a company called Computerland, a large computer reseller that offered services such as training, and I worked in their training team. At the time, Lotus 123 and WordPerfect were what everyone was using, and as I'd done a bit of spreadsheets, in air quotes, and had no clue about word processors, I was asked to deliver the 123 training. So I pretty much became the spreadsheet guy in the training team. Having said that, I wasn't a one-trick pony. I split my training time between Lotus 123 and databases. At the time, there were 3 database programs that were popular, and I delivered training on all of them. There was DBase, there was Paradox, and there was DataEase. Getting back to spreadsheets, back in the early 90s, although 123 had most of the market share, there were other spreadsheets, most notably SuperCalc and Quattro Pro, both of which I delivered training on. I think I delivered SuperCalc training about 3 times. Not surprisingly, as it had a really small market share. I think it was a case of, Mike, we've had an inquiry about SuperCalc training. Can you deliver it, please? And as an eager-to-please young newbie trainer, I wasn't really in a position to say no. Quattro Pro, I trained that quite a few times. Quattro Pro was actually originally made by Borland, the same company that made Paradox, the database app I just mentioned. In fact, Quattro Pro is still going. It's part of WordPerfect Office. And so on to Excel. I think I started with Excel in 1992. I can't remember all the details, but I was still at Computerland and we were starting to get inquiries about it. So I ended up delivering a lot of training on it. And it was whilst I was at Computerland that I learned how to write macros in Excel. That was in the pre-VBA days, using a language called Excel 4 macro language. Or it could have been Excel 5 macro language, I can't remember. I left Computerland in 1994 and worked for several small training companies where, again, I delivered a lot of Excel training. Although by this point, I was also delivering training on Word and PowerPoint, and reluctantly, Microsoft Project. But the least said about that, the better. Around 1997, I started teaching myself VBA. It was probably because I'd mastered the Lotus 1-2-3 macro language and the Excel macro language. I remember buying a couple of books, Excel Developer's Bible and VBA in 24 hours, something like that. I was working for a small training company and I said to my boss, I'd like to run a VBA basics course. And it went from there. Where it really took off for me was when I joined AstraZeneca in 2007. I was part of the in-house training team, and even back then, Excel was the most popular app in the office suite. But not only was I delivering training on it, I was also building solutions in it. I built a feedback analysis tool for the training team. I built a certificate generator, which took data from a course booking system, which I also built, although that wasn't in Excel. And I built countless Excel-based applications for other users. At some point, I also became the lead trainer for Excel. Each application that we being the training team, delivered training on, had a lead. So I volunteered to be the Excel training lead. What did that involve? Any request for Excel support would come to me, and I would get to decide on the titles, the duration, and the content of the courses, and when and how often they ran. And I held that title of Excel training lead until I left AZ in 2024. In the meanwhile, away from the corporate world, I uploaded my first Excel-related video to YouTube in 2010, and I started the Excel Trainer website in 2012, initially as a blog, but since leaving AstraZeneca and working for myself, it acts as my business website. So that's it, time travelling with Mike, the Excel Trainer. I hope I haven't bored you too much with my spreadsheet journey. And if you've got any questions or comments, you can submit them via the contact form on the Excel Trainer website.